now present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Quasimodo had earned the enmity of Captain Phoebus de Chateaupers, one of the king's officers. Quasimodo had forced Captain Phoebus to release La Esmeralda, the gypsy girl, and the captain galloped away, vowing that someday he would make Quasimodo pay for what he had done. Then we heard how Pierre Grinoir, the poet, had fallen into the hands of the vagabond. It was decreed that he should hang, and the only way that his life could be saved was for some girl among the vagabonds to offer to take him as a husband. Several of the girls looked at Grinoir, but none would take him in marriage. Suddenly, La Esmeralda entered. She stated that she would take Pierre Grinoir as her husband. There was a gasp of astonishment from the vagabond. Then Clopin, their king, spoke.
Esmeralda, are you mad? You do not want this man as a husband.
You know the lord of the vagabonds, Clopin. If any woman claims a man for a husband, he cannot be hanged.
But you, of all people...
I have spoken, Clopin. The man is mine. I demand his life.
So be it. Take the halter from his neck. You are fortunate, Master Grinoir. The most beautiful woman in Paris has chosen you for a husband, and at the same time saved your life.
I go on my knees to you, La Esmeralda. I thank you. But why do you wish to save me?
I pitied you, and I remember that you tried to help me today.
Could you come to love me?
I know nothing of love. Come, let us not talk of love. I have saved your life.
Hear me, Esmeralda. You have saved my life today. But I have had my dreams, my hopes. And I have always dreamed that someday I would marry for love.
And now you know that I offered to marry you because I pitied you. Do not speak of love.
Can you never come to love any man? Oh, you are the most beautiful woman in Paris. The people cry your name in praise because you are so beautiful. And yet, perhaps in spite of your beauty, you are cold and distant. Perhaps you have no heart.
What is this, Master Poet? The lady has been good enough to spare your life. She is La Esmeralda, the most beautiful woman in Paris. And yet you do not seem anxious to marry her.
I must marry her to save my life.
If ever there was an ungrateful rogue, you are that rogue, Master Poet. Esmeralda has only to say the word, and we would hang you from that rafter.
Would you rather die than marry me, Pierre Grinoir?
Oh, I am always misunderstood.
The marriage must take place. Those are our laws, and we must abide by them.
Very well. Let the marriage take place. But summon the priest now.
We want no priest. You must be married according to the laws of the vagabond. Stand here before me, fellow. Come, Esmeralda.
I am ready, Clopin.
Stand around, my comrades, for the wedding of La Esmeralda to Pierre Grinoir, the poet. Grinoir, take this earthenware jug and hurl it to the ground.
What for?
Do as I say. You are to be married according to the law of the vagabond. Hurl this earthenware jug to the ground. It broke into four pieces. My friends, Pierre Grinoir and Esmeralda, are man and wife for 4 years. Go, and may you find happiness.
So Pierre Grinoir and La Esmeralda were married. The next day, Dom Frollo was seated in his room at Notre Dame, talking to his brother, Johann.
I ordered the gypsy girl, Esmeralda, to come here today, Johann.
Well, what is that to me?
She has not come. Where can the girl be found?
Why should I tell you? You would only have her burned as a witch.
I am your brother, and I am the Archdeacon of Notre Dame. You will obey my orders. Where can this girl be found?
I care not what you say, Claude. I shall not tell you. The girl has never done you any harm.
You fool. I will not have the girl burnt, I promise you that.
Why do you want to see her? Why do you wish to seek her out?
The girl is very beautiful.
Oh, so that is it. I believe you are in love with her.
You lie. I have an eye for beauty the same as any other man. I wish to see the girl again.
I'll keep her out of your clutches.
It is an insult that you should say that. I am your brother. I take an interest in the girl merely because I wish to save her. She is a sinner. She practices witchcraft. and I must teach her the ways of righteousness.
I like Esmeralda. I think at heart I am really a vagabond.
You have always been a source of endless trouble to me. You have brought shame and disgrace on our name by your riotous behavior.
Oh, do not lecture me, Claude. Tell me, why do you wish this girl brought here? Is it your honest desire to save her soul? Or is it your desire to have her burned at the stake?
Answer me this, Jahan. Are you in love with her yourself?
What is that to you? Many men have loved Esmeralda, but she cares for none of them. She is very beautiful, but she keeps all men at their distance. I do not think she knows the meaning of love. Someday, some fortunate man will awaken love in her heart, and who knows? I may be that man.
You fool. You blind, senseless, shameless fool. Do you contemplate marriage with a gypsy girl?
That is nothing to do with you. What I do is my own affair.
It is my affair. When you need money, you come to me. Enter. Why, who are you, sir?
My name is Phoebus de Chateaupaire, and I am a captain of the King's Guards. I demand speech with the Archdeacon Dom Frollo.
I am the Archdeacon.
Good. Last night I was set upon by your bell ringer, a revolting hunchback called Quasimodo. He attacked me and threatened to kill me.
Quasimodo attacked you? You must have jeered at him.
I did not jeer at him. He attacked me without provocation. He threatened to take my life.
What do you wish me to do?
You are his master. You are in charge of the cathedral. I demand that you have the man publicly whipped for daring to lay hands upon a king's officer.
If you can prove that he attacked you without provocation, I promise you that he shall be whipped. He does not usually attack people unless they jeer at him, make fun of his deformity. I will send for the man. Jahan, send Quasimodo here.
Very well, my brother.
I am not in the habit of having my word doubted, Dom Frollo. If I say that the man attacked me without provocation, that is the end of the matter. And it is your duty to immediately order that he be publicly whipped.
Rest assured, Master Captain. You will have justice.
Who is this hunchback? Why do you keep him here at Notre Dame?
He is useful to me. I took pity on him many years ago when he was but a boy. The man belongs to me, body and soul. He obeys any orders that I give him without question. Enter. Come, Quasimodo. Do you know this gentleman?
I know him.
He says that you attacked him yesterday without provocation.
Of course he attacked me. The fellow is a menace. Everyone in the vicinity of Notre Dame is afraid of him. I told you that you would suffer, Master Hunchback.
Why did you attack this man, Quasimodo?
Ask him.
He has already told me that you attacked him without provocation. Can you give no reason for making this attack on one of the king's officers?
He was trying to carry the gypsy girl away on his horse.
Gypsy girl? Who is she?
La Esmeralda.
Is this true, Captain Phoebus?
It is a base lie, Dom Frollo. I do not know this gypsy girl.
You lie. I will kill you. The beauty of the gypsy girl has bewitched him just as it has bewitched me. But I am a poor, misshapen creature. Men laugh at me if I speak of love.
Oh, no wonder they laugh. Imagine anyone ever loving you. Oh, this is rich.
You mocking dog, I will choke that laughter in your throat.
Back, hunchback, back. Now, Dom Frollo, I demand that your misshapen servant be punished. Is it not a crime for him to lay violent hands on one of the king's officers?
Is it not a crime for one of the king's officers to attempt to kidnap a defenseless gypsy girl?
Who are you to judge me?
I know the difference between right and wrong.
I will not bandy words with this hunchbacked creature. Dom Frollo, what is your decision?
Quasimodo had every right to defend the gypsy girl if you attacked her.
You would dare to take the part of this creature against me? Have a care, Dom Frollo.
Captain Chateaupaire, I know you for the black-hearted scoundrel that you are. This is the last time that I will listen to your jibes. Now prepare to die.
Back, Quasimodo, back. How dare you threaten this man in my presence? Now, Captain Phoebus, why should he make this accusation against you?
What is it to him if I did try to kidnap a gypsy girl? He had no right to attack me.
So you were trying to kidnap the girl.
Understand, Dom Frollo, I am one of the king's officers, and I am not answerable to you or to the hunchback for any of my actions. I demand that he be whipped.
What have you to say, Quasimodo?
I did attack the man. I wish I had killed him.
You hear that? He admits having attacked me.
I will pass judgment on him. The gypsy girl is nothing to you, Quasimodo. You are too revolting, too ugly for any woman to look at. I admit you only did what you thought was right, but you must be punished for daring to attack one of the king's officers.
What is my punishment to be, my master?
You will be taken to the public scaffold in front of Notre Dame tomorrow. You will receive 100 lashes.
100 strokes of the lash?
Yes, 100 strokes of the lash. Will that satisfy you, Captain?
That will satisfy me, but by rights the hunchback should be flogged to death.
I have already passed judgment, Captain de Chateaupère. There is no need for you to question my judgment.
I have said that I am satisfied, but I warn you, Dom Frollo, if this hunchback ever attacks me again, he will summarily be put to death.
Mark that well, Quasimodo. Do not meddle in the captain's affairs.
Where is this lashing to take place?
It will take place before the cathedral, and you can witness it, Captain de Chateaupère.
I will be pleased to witness the lashing. And with every stroke, I will feel my satisfaction.
100 strokes of the lash. And for every stroke that falls on my back, I swear that you will suffer, Captain Phoebus de Chateaupère.
The hunchback rose and shuffled towards Captain Phoebus. Dom Frollo ordered him back, and the hunchback shrank away. Will the lashing be carried out? What strange power has La Esmeralda, the gypsy girl, over the lives of these men? We will hear more of this story in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.